بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد أشعار وعارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رولقا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر رولقا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, اور میری ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نا خدا, میری کشتی کہے تو ہی بس نا خدا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا, تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا, تیرے دریائے قیامت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ خاطر اعمال سے بھی نوا، ورنہ خاطر اعمال سے بھی نوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Afsar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, how beautifully Hazrat is presenting what is the reality of Iman in this beautiful poem, and why did Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala transfer our ruh into these bodies and send us into this world so that we can enjoy the ni'mats of Allah and recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. So beautifully Hazrat mentions the title of this beautiful bayan, Mera koi nahi ah tera siwa, that a person comes into this world, the first thing he's supposed to be hearing is azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear. As he starts growing up, his parents supposed to be teaching him the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As he grows little older, he's supposed to be seeing the doors where Allah's rahmat are descending, the masjid, etc. Then when a person comes to a little age of understanding, already he knows, Mera koi nahi ah tera siwa, that, oh Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. You have given me life, you are looking after my life, you are taking care of me, you have given me my parents, all these things that I see around me, I only see you, O Allah. And this is the reality why Allah has sent us here. Allah Ta'ala says, this is Iman. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ It is Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab beautifully translates the meaning of the kalima, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّ اللَّهُ He says, when we start off and we'll be like in nursery school, we'll just recite the kalima, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّ اللَّهُ And we will scream out the meaning also. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But as a person traverses the path of the love of Allah, and when he finds Allah, now when he says, La ilaha illallah, then it actually means, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa. Oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? As our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, if a husband who's got a heart, and his wife tells him, now who is there for me besides you? Who can I turn to? And then he'll do everything for his wife. He'll see that he takes care and that really looks after her. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of hearts, Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of love, when we just say, La ilaha illallah, our mashayikh teach us that we should realize when we say, La ilaha illallah, negate everything besides Allah, immediately Allah sends a column of nur from the arsh of Allah Ta'ala into our hearts. And then a person's iman strengthens. And then Hazrat further teaches us in this beautiful poem, how to strengthen our iman and build this contact with Allah. And iman is just as our pious elders teaches us, janne ki naam nahi, maanne ki naam hai. That not just to know the kalima, la ilaha illallah, but to accept from the crevices of the heart that there is no one for me besides Allah. Otherwise we will see, even in the works of deen we are involved, we will teach and we'll say that it is not, only Allah does, only Allah does. But Allah Ta'ala says, Alif, Lam, Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا آمَنَّا
وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. The people, do you think you're just going to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, we're not going to test you? When the test of Allah Ta'ala comes, then we see only the men of Allah who have got Allah in their heart, how firm they are. All the waves, as Hazrat mentions in this beautiful bayan, all the waves are against you. Even people that are supposed to be loyal to you, and you think those people are on your side, they also start getting scared. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what a crucial moment when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made parda from this world. In that crucial time, how firm he was that I'll stand alone, but deen should not, there shouldn't be the slightest deficiency in the deen. Ayan Qusuddin wa Abu Bakr Hay radiallahu ta'ala an. And we see until today, till in the day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep those men in the world so that we can hold firm onto them and also build this yaqeen in our heart. Firstly, for myself and all of us, we should ponder. This is the main purpose why we come here, to build a firm yaqeen in our heart that there is no mera koi nahi ah tere siwa. Eh Khuda, that you take that deep sigh from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. The whole world looks like it's going against me, but I know you are there with me. And if you got one Allah with you, you got everything with you. On the other hand, you can have all the forces in the world behind you, but if the mighty force of Allah is not with you, then you got no force. You got nothing to support you. So our only support is Allah. As Hazrat says, Eh Khuda, and our Shaykh has taught us, the word Khuda is actually as Khud, that being that is existing on his own. Allah Ta'ala is wajibul wujud. Allah is ever existing, and only Allah Ta'ala is the real being who is existing. So we should realize this reality. And then a person, when you realize this, that who has given me my life, then a person will know, Zindagi meri hai tera zikr o liqa, or meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. Then what is the reality of life? The reality of life is, O Allah, when I'm in your remembrance, not just making zikr on the tasbih, but I'm engaged in your obedience. That is actually a person all the time. And when you're in the obedience of Allah, then you actually in the company of Allah. As Allah Ta'ala has said in the Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. One is, I am what that person who's making my zikr verbally. And then when a person goes closer, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Now establish your salah. Now realize you in the court of Allah, directly linked, alone to Allah Ta'ala. Now you're meeting Allah when you go into sajda. So to say, you are right at the threshold, at the lap of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That reality has to come into my heart. And this is why we come here, to feel that presence of Allah. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, when you go to a house of any person, you go to meet the person. The masajids are the houses of Allah. Let me think that I walked into the house of Allah, did I feel that I am coming to meet Allah? I performed my salah, did I think that I met Allah Rabbul Izzat? And that is why we come here, to get this current, that it should start penetrating my heart. And then a person will realize the reality of life is not that I think I'm in a party, I think I'm in a nice resort. The reality of life is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, Qurratu aini bis salah. That the coolness of my eyes, that is there, it's a proverbial statement, that the greatest enjoyment I get is when I'm in salah, when I'm directly talking to my Allah. Allah is talking to me. Nobody knows what enjoyment I can get. I have. If I can only get a brilliant of an iota of that enjoyment, then you'll see what life is. Then immediately a person will realize, Mere maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That I'm like a dead person, the moment slightly I'm unmindful of you, or worse, in the disobedience of Allah, then I'm like a dead person. I don't even like, Hazrat teachers are so beautifully, I'm glancing at woman, I'm in the fire of Jahannam and I don't know I'm in the fire of Jahannam. It's like a person, Hazrat teachers are, you're suffering from your sugar and your feet are burning at the heater or boiling water, and you don't even know. So this is the condition that a person, my iman is so weak that I don't even realize I'm like a dead person. And like Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clearly mentioned, those people who remember Allah, they are loving people. Those who don't remember Allah, they are dead people. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala knew the reality of this. That is why Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu was ready, one man, to take over an army of 60,000. So Allah ta'ala give us this reality that we should realize the whole world forces, all the governments in the world can get together like presently and put the opposite of deen to us. We just reject it one side, and we don't think that what will happen to us. And like how sadly we are saying today, we are in a minority. So we have to consider, if we don't follow the protocols of the government, what will happen to us? No, that is our death. We are putting ourselves in death. Let us hold firm onto the rope of Allah. Only Allah is there for us. And then a person will realize, tere bin kyun andhera andhera hua, mera dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That now you're trying to hold on to other forces besides Allah. You're trying to please the governments, etc. And you leave the laws of Allah Ta'ala one side, then what will happen? That Allah, besides you, it seems now my life is full of darkness. Everybody is saying life is very hard, it's very difficult. Allah says it's not difficult. What has happened? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like the previous nations. They forgot about Allah. Allah says, you forget about me, you don't cause harm to me, I'll make you forget yourself. You won't know who you are. You are a believer in Allah. You are mu'min. You have got strength of iman. You are an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you are following every other fashion. You are a commander of Allah on the earth. But you want to obey the commands of the other, of the government, etc., which is contradictory to all the commands of Allah. So then what will happen? That Allah, my world, the sun of my world and the moon of my world has just become dark. It's like what life is. And we say life is difficult. Life is not difficult. We put ourselves in difficulty. Allah Ta'ala clearly mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنْفُسٍ. Allah has sent us in this world what is rahmat. Allah's rahmat is descending. But when we move out of the rahmat of Allah, now you have changed your own condition. And if you want the rahmat of Allah, it is still there. Allah's doors never close. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. No matter how you went astray and you realize, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Immediately run to Allah by making tawbah, istighfar, etc. And then Hazrat further explained so beautifully that بَحْرِ تُوفَانِ غَمْ هِ مُخَالِفْ هَوَى میرے کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا. That oh Allah, in this ocean of grief, that the winds are blowing against my ship also. I'm moving in this ocean trying to come close to you, but all the winds are blowing against me. And like the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to establish the laws of Allah. They want to teach us, but everybody is passing comments against them. But they are not worried of those comments. Everybody is telling them, what you do, going against the protocol? Why you are allowing so many people in the masjid? Why are you having programs, etc.? They realize this is our salvation. This is our means to draw the mercy of Allah. So they know, let the world say what they want to. The winds can blow against us. And people like myself, useless, that all the attractions of this dunya are blowing against us. Then join hands with those friends of Allah Ta'ala, that who is steering their ship? Meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. Oh Allah, the pilot of my ship is only you. When you piloting my ship, all the winds in the world can be blowing against me. It can seem that the storms are coming, but I will establish your command. And when Allah's command is established, then after that Allah, everybody will want to praise you and say, oh mashallah. But we should realize and take the medicine from the friends of Allah Ta'ala. This is why we come not to act like meek sheep, and after that then we want to say, no, very nice. We have to realize under all circumstances, only Allah is there for me. No medicine can help me. No virus can cause me harm. No government can cause me harm. Only if I break the commands of Allah, then I'm causing harm to myself. And I'm causing the destruction to myself. And then Hazrat says, when you realize this, that Allah is steering my ship, then see your life, what will it become? Teri rahmat ka khursid roshan hua. Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. That now Allah, that beautiful sun of your mercy has become bright now. That I see despite all this propaganda in the whole world, despite all that, alhamdulillah, we remain firm on your commands. We know only you are there. Now we have been freed from all these shackles of this dunya, all this artificial shackles, that if you break the protocols, then this will happen to you, that will happen to you. No, Allah, you gave me tawfiq to hold firm onto your command. Oh Allah, the road is becoming brighter and brighter. Now the road, and that is why Hazrat teaches us, never ever become despondent. Shaitan's work is, yuriduna yufiyunur Allah biafwain. He just with his propaganda machines, all the news, etc., to try and put off the light of Allah and make it seem very dangerous. The friends of Allah, they hold firm onto the commands of Allah. And then they see all shaitan, inna kaida shaitani kana zaifa. All his plots are so weak, just breaking like spider webs. So we should realize, this is why we can't make enough shukr. Allah has given us these majalis to strengthen this iman of ours and to become firm. And then you'll see that how, no matter what the condition, even you lost your job, whatever, but you'll see Allah's rahmat will come down. The solution is istighfar, tawbah, firm onto our salah, our tilawat. That is our only solution. Not to go to the banks and take another loan and put yourself into more harm. Allah, give me the reality and all of us. Then Hazrat teaches us that now how to pass through this life which Allah has made of test. Tera daryae rahmat ka hai aasra, warna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. That you hold firm onto the deen of Allah, but never ever think that it is my action. That I am holding firm on Allah Ta'ala. It is only and only the ocean of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that we have got hope in. And a person, anything you achieve, Allah brought us for salah under all difficult conditions. Like Hazrat says, today, the good things you have to do, salah, the greatest ibadat, but you have to come like a thief. The police will see me. But you remain firm, see how Allah, you only after that, you don't say, I went for salah. Allah's rahmat, it was Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy. Allah Ta'ala taught us, like in Surah Kahf, which is the surah we should be reading to save us from the Dajjal. We just learned this morning, Zulqarnain built a steel wall for the people to be saved from Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And after that, what he said, Haza rahmatum min Rabbi. This is not my achievement, what a wall. He didn't say, what a wall I put up. He says, this was the mercy of Allah. Allah gave me the stability. Allah gave me the strength. So when we realize this, that we are Allah has given us life, there is nobody for us besides Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will keep us under His mercy. And that is what we need forever and ever. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the kitab, Hayat al-Muslimin, 10th chapter, The Rights of Oneself. Hazrat Umar ibn Maymun Uddi radiallahu anhu narrates that whilst admonishing a man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, consider five things as a treasure before another five things overtake you. Consider five things as a treasure before another five things overtake you. Youth before old age. Health before sickness. Wealth before poverty. Peace of mind before worry. And life before death. Youth before old age, health before sickness, wealth before poverty, peace of mind before worry, and life before death. The five treasures mentioned should be valued and advantage be taken of them while they endure. These five treasures of bounties should be expended in the interest of the deen and one's spiritual reformation and development. Once these treasures have ended, the great opportunity of rendering perfect ibadat will have passed. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted that maximum benefit be derived while these conditions last. Hazrat Ubaidullah bin Muhsin رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who amongst you who arises in the morning with iman, health and sufficient food for that day should consider himself as being in possession of the whole world. You wake up in the morning with iman, good health and sufficient food for one day, should consider himself as being in possession of the whole world. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever seeks lawful earnings so as to refrain from begging and to fulfill the rights of his families and neighbors, he shall meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with his face glittering like the moon of the 14th night. This establishes that the seeking of wealth for a valid reason is exalted and is full of significance. Lawful wealth too plays its part in the acquisition of peace of mind, which is an end desired by the deen. So deen also desires that you must have peace of mind. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstention from the world, which is ordered by the deen, does not mean making unlawful what is lawful, nor the destruction of wealth. What does zuhud mean? Abstinence from the dunya. It does not mean making unlawful what is lawful. Allah has made certain things halal, you can't make it haram. Nor the destruction of wealth. Note, destruction of the material bounties and means which Allah Ta'ala has created is not advocated by Islam, since possession of material wealth is conducive for the attainment of peace of mind, which is a desirable end. The overwhelming majority of people on earth cannot enjoy peace of mind without material prosperity. So basic amounts what a person needs for this dunya, there's nothing wrong with a person having so much, shouldn't exceed the bounds. Next hadith, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has created both medicine and sickness. For every sickness there is a medicine. Resort to medicine and refrain from using haram substances as medicine. We sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has created both medicine and sickness. For every sickness there is a medicine. Resort to medicine and refrain from using haram substances as medication. This hadith clearly commands the protection of health. In another hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the stomach is the fountain of the body. If it is maintained in a healthy state, one remains healthy. If it is despoiled, the health deteriorates. The stomach is the fountain of the body. If it is maintained in a healthy state, one remains healthy. If it is spoiled, the health deteriorates. This hadith too refers to the guarding of one's physical health. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we look after ourselves, right of the body also, fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while doing so.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Of the great ni'mat and bounties of Allah Ta'ala is this great month of Ramadan which is at our doorstep. Less than two months now, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us that already 2 months before he started making dua. Allah reward those friends of us who remind us also. We tend to forget that the first night of Rajab was the night, one amongst the nights when duas are accepted, readily accepted. But we are not conscious, we forget. Somebody reward, maybe some farishta, I don't know. But middle of the night, that night, phone rang. So it was time to get up now. And it was a private number, so it was just to remind, get up, it's time to for dua. It's the first of Rajab, must make dua. So this is a night of duas, which we generally are unmindful of. Allah give us tawfiq, and that we can remind ourselves, remind one another before the first of Rajab, that it is one of the special nights in the year when du'as are readily accepted. But unfortunately, most of us are in ghaflat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us already in the first night one of the main du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban. The month of Rajab, the highlight of the month of Rajab, most famous is the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With all the difference of opinions, etc., but the highlight and the most famous is that Allah granted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam this great, great occasion of Mi'raj. And this is also a thing by which the iman of a person is tested, and by which the iman of a person increases. Because to undertake such a journey, that the whole instance of Mi'raj is really beyond human comprehension. It cannot. You can only accept it on the basis of iman. If you have got iman, logically trying to work it out with all figures and all analyzing it, will never be able to accept it. Only on the strength of iman. So a person, and wholeheartedly we accept that this whole journey took place in that short while. And there is ample proof of it also. One of the famous objections which are made, that it was a dream. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a dream. But if it was a dream, the kuffar of Makkah, until today nobody in the world should object about it. Because everyone see dreams, we all accept, you saw a dream, is a dream. But it wasn't a dream, it was in reality Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While he was conscious, he was awake, and with his body, his soul, in a proper way, he went for the Mi'raj. That is why they all objected that how can this be possible? And the believers and the fountainhead in the ummah of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they narrated it to him, and they said, your friend is saying such a thing, your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were sure that he will also turn away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked, did he say it? He said, yes, if he said it, it's 100% true. That is what our iman must be in all matters. What the Quran has said, no matter what all the people of the world, professors, psychologists, politicians, IT specialists, whoever, whatever they say, Quran has said it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said it, we accepted it wholeheartedly. And everything, whatever the teachings of our deen are, that is what is called iman. We accept it wholeheartedly. And then this great gift of namaz was given. This was a great highlight. So this month of Ramadan, of Rajab, which is of Mi'raj, and the highlight of Mi'raj is salat, namaz. And this should make us more conscious, that we become more conscious of our namaz. In every way, we alhamdulillah, inshallah, all of us are namazis. And hopefully, inshallah, all of us are sahib-e-tartib. That is, we haven't got any qaza namazes. Well, we are up to date with our namazes. And that is, there is great virtue for such a person. And in fact, a mu'min is he who will be sahib-e-tartib. That all his namazes are up to date. That he hasn't got any qaza. And this is also a very important lesson that we should take in preparation for the month, the glorious month of Ramadan, when the doors of Jannah are going to be open, and the ni'mat are going to be pouring down in the world on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So to be eligible for that, let us not have anything, an impediment, anything that blocks it. Amongst many other things, our namazes. If we have got qaza namazes, so let us determine to make our qaza namazes. And for all our namazes which are qaza, if anyone has got, then work it out. Speak to the ulama, and mashallah, Allah reward those brothers who have prepared a very nice booklet also, that a person can keep record of the namazes that he has made. And we should never think that now I'm going to start my qaza namazes, and from today I'm starting and I'm going to be reading all of them. And we don't note it, because inevitably the time comes that a person slips up again a little bit, out of his mind, now he's in big doubt. How many did I read? How many? Record it. And that will help a person greatly to complete all his namazes. And really, when our namazes will be completed, then we will see Allah's rahmat pouring down. And when we are owing Allah Ta'ala, we are owing anyone anything. When you meet that person, he doesn't meet you at a straight face. And you might be smiling and greeting him, but he is upset in his heart that this person is not paying me back. We have done wrong to somebody. So Allah's right, great right is of namaz. That is, it's a right also, and it's a great gift also. And this namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given us that 5 times namaz. But we get the reward of making 50 namazes. Allah Ta'ala had made initially, and Allah knew. Allah made the system that 5 namaz is going to be for us. But Allah started it with a process of 50. And then dropped it by 5 all the time. And then it came finally to 5. And now Allah Ta'ala said, whoever will read the 5 will get the sawab of 50. How can we really deprive ourselves? And namaz is not, it is a duty, a great duty. But if Allah make it that we can take it more than a duty, that we take it as a great gift from Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. On one occasion, I asked Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib Damat Barakatuh, that don't you get tired, you just traveled and you are making a bayan again and all the time in dini work, whole night in ibadat, early in the morning, zikr long before Fajr namaz, busy with zikr, etc. So he says, in doing your hobby, how does a person get tired? When deen becomes our passion, it's not a duty, but it's like a hobby. A person who, for example, you see many people, fishing is your hobby. They will go out of the way. How much money won't they spend? They will stay awake the whole night. They will be watching that line and want to be fishing. And ask them, aren't you getting tired? Isn't it now cumbersome and difficult? You're leaving your family, you're all this. You will say, what enjoyment I'm getting. Allah make it, not in this idle things and this useless things of this dunya we get enjoyment, but deen becomes enjoyable to a person. When deen becomes enjoyable to a person, to go out in jamaat, to be making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, all the things of deen, when that becomes enjoyable, that person has got a taste of life. The actual reality of life is still far, but at least he's got a taste of life. And the people, when a person hasn't got iman, the reality of iman, and because of his gunas, he's going further away from deen. Then when Allah save us all, puts a seal on the heart, then he finds to practice on deen, coming to masjid is very cumbersome, very difficult, very hard. And to do other useless things, you will find great enjoyment in that. And those people just cannot understand that you want to go to the masjid, you want to be in the masjid all the time. There's nothing wrong if the masjids are closed. What is wrong? For them it is nothing. For them in all the other things, they will find pleasure and enjoyment in other things. So Allah make it that in our deen we find pleasure and enjoyment. A person to read quarter supara, to read 2 pages of the Quran, becomes very difficult. But to read his messages for up to 2 hours, the way it will work on him, that he won't even look at the time. After the time is gone, that, 2 hours, it's already 12 o'clock at night. Now only he comes to a little bit consciousness. People who are watching a film, and that is their passion, they, 1 hour will go, whatever the time goes in it, and another film they will watch also. And the harm that it is bringing him to that person, he doesn't even realize it. And when it comes to deen, we just read half a page, now our eyes are closing already. So Allah make it that we get enjoyment in namaz. We look forward. In fact, whenever we start a namaz, just before that, Allah give us tawfiq, we think, and we make shukr to Allah, you gave us this namaz. You made namaz for us, on us. We thank you, Ya Allah. And we thank Allah for the whole of deen also. He gave us what a perfect way of life. And which Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. What great namat Allah is referred to in the deen. And we see all the enjoyment in other things, whether it be our business to do jais, halal business, and especially just within the limit, how much is sufficient for us, very mubarak, nothing wrong with that. But to become obsessed with it, and to go into haram, taking loans from the bank, expanding our business, etc., not considering what kind of business we are doing, etc., and we are getting enjoyment in that. We are getting enjoyment in our new car. And our namaz, we are not getting any enjoyment. So Allah Ta'ala, this is that month of namaz. And to see that we make our namazes what are called namaz, especially at least the outward form of our namaz. The inward, may Allah grant it also all to us, but at least the correction of the outward form of namaz. For that, we should also, in the preparation of Ramadan, try and free our time for Ramadan. Come for itikaf, inshallah. And towards the end of Ramadan, in the last ashara, practical namaz is also done. And that is also very important, that at least many a time a person is not conscious that my namaz is not correct. And really, many postures of good namazis, lifelong namazis, but till today, outward posture is not in order. There are many things which are not in order still. And this also, this ghaflat, unmindfulness, that I'm just happy that my namaz is in order. That I'm making my namaz, the thought doesn't come to me that I must check my namaz. At least ask the wife, when I go in ruku, is my back straight? If I'm got a back problem or something, different thing. Ask if we are shy for anyone else, then at least try and look in a mirror. If we don't even want to ask, we don't want to take the comments, negative comments of the wife. But at least that conscious that my namaz, is it right or not? If we fill in any form that we do, for visa application, for anything, we will go through it one, two times. Perhaps we'll go and ask somebody, that did I fill it in right? Have I just written something which I shouldn't write here or whatever it is? But for our namaz, presentation to Allah, but unfortunately the thought doesn't come that I must improve on my namaz. So this is the month for that preparation. For the month of Rajab, all our preparation. And also, together with that, our qaza, rozas if we have got. And we should at least, the woman especially, who young woman, they have to must rozas every Ramadan, the day, and Allah say, make it that we go completely away from that thinking also of taking tablets to stop the menses in the month, to change the cycle which Allah has made. It causes endless problems. To change the system of Allah Ta'ala. And in those days, Allah meant it, you don't keep roza, Allah knows. Hey, and don't keep those rozas, you can't keep them for the woman, but then make the qaza. And don't let any qaza, roza overleap into the next year. By Ramadan, complete them. So if any woman in this 2 months, especially month of Ramadan, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept the most rozas. Besides the month of Ramadan, the whole month, the most rozas he kept is in the month of Shaaban. So the woman at least may cover up all the qazas by the month of Shaaban and keep as many as possible in the month of Rajab. And the month of Rajab is one of the Ashhore Hurum, one of the sacred months in which all good deeds, the rewards are tremendously increased. All good deeds in this month, Allah make us conscious of it and try that we increase our good deeds. And for the month of Rajab also, and in that preparation for the month of Ramadan also. And also, this month of Rajab, where good deeds, at the same time Allah make it that we are conscious of all the gunas also which we commit. in the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the gunas are also increased. A person makes a guna out of the Ashhur-e-Hurum, that guna is not so severe as it is in the sacred months. Right in the way, when it is a special occasion, a guna, is a guna. And in the masjid, it's worse if a person commits a guna. And in the masjid haram, Baytullah, even worse. Near Rauza-e Mubarak, the guna is even worse. So we should be conscious in this month that Allah save us from all. And there again, we are not in ghaflat. Lying is such a thing that we don't think. We tell one another also, just tell him this. That just is that lie. It's alright, you can lie. Whether you don't want to take a phone call and you tell the person, just tell him, I'm not available. I'm not here now. How many times? And we don't think a thing about it. And it's a guna-e kabira. How many other gunas we are involved in? The guna of the eye. And our thoughts, evil, evil thoughts. One is the thought just comes on its own, that we won't be taken for to task. But the higher position which we should work to, that even evil thoughts don't come to us. But evil thoughts that come to us, and we don't harbor, we don't entertain them, we don't take enjoyment out of them, they are maaf. But when we entertain those thoughts, and we enjoy those thoughts, and we are living in their thoughts now, we are guilty of this. How much aren't we guilty? And according to some people, Allah knows best, that almost 99% of the ummah, almost 100%, we are involved in porn, we are involved in other, and on the cell phone, even if it's not porn, you are going through something, what doesn't just come up, and you get caught in looking at it, and you take enjoyment in that. And that can lead you onto another thing, and onto another thing. And those people who are the experts in this field, they have written, they are planned in such a way that they put you onto that link, onto that, and before you know what, you are gone. You are gone right off. So this is a very, very dangerous thing. So Allah Ta'ala, this month of Rajab, our namazes we should try and see. Then the month of Sha'aban that comes. Also in this month of Rajab, which we should regularly, we don't think of it, we should talk about it, is this evil, which unfortunately we have to take the name also. It isn't the month of Rajab, but it coincides now with February, there's the Valentine's Day. And all the other evil occasions. Easter will be coming, Christmas, and Muslims celebrating it. Muslims making a big thing about it. Today, unfortunately, in foreign countries it was. In our country, Christmas time, we got Christmas trees in our houses. And this is so serious, this guna. And all the, with regard to Easter, now about this Valentine, Nahya Anil Munkar, is also very important. Some ulama, mashallah, Allah reward them, spoke about it. But we should try and remind one another, these things should be spoken quite a bit, and inform the people. There are those people who will take heed, who will at least cut it down, have some guilty conscience, at least make some tawbah. Otherwise, this is such an evil also that has taken root. And many a person who is otherwise, dindar, namaz, everything in order, five times namaz, rozas of Ramadan, haji, he goes in jamaat also, he comes in khanqa also, but involved in these things also. We don't regard it. We're not conscious that it's an evil. So Allah save us from all these gunas. And then the month of Sha'ban. And the highlight of the month of Sha'ban is Nisfu Sha'ban. The middle night of Sha'ban. The 15th night of Sha'ban. This is again a great, great gift and boon from Allah Ta'ala. So to say, it is like you are going to a very auspicious, like you are going to get married. And before that, you must take a bath. When you're going to, you'll take a bath, you're going to wear not clean clothes, you're going to wear brand new clothes. You're going to dress, you're going to do what and what when you're going to be getting married. We are going into the month of Ramadan. Our namazes we covered up. And we improved and corrected our namazes. Now Tawbah, and that is the highlight of the 15th of Sha'ban and the 15th night. To make Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Laylatul Bara. The night when Allah Ta'ala sets us free from Jahannam. Allah sets us free from our gunas. That's the idea. We don't make tawbah now. We say, I'll make tawbah 15 Shaban. No, tawbah we must. But on that night, increase and more consciously, we try and come completely clean. We take our daily showers, whatever a person's habit is, every second, whatever his habit is. Jummah, he makes an extra special effort. Eid, he takes extra special effort. All the occasions. So all the time we should be cleansing ourselves. But when these occasions come, then even more we should. And then we go into the month of Ramadan. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told, if I make salam on one side, I don't have the hope that I'll make salam on the other side. I don't know if my mouth will come. I pick up a morsel of food and I don't know whether it will reach my mouth or mouth will come. But yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam making dua that Ya Allah, let me reach the month of Ramadan. So there is something very special, not a golden pot, not anything of the what's special, and Allah has made it arm for everyone. Whether you're a great Sufi, great alim, great muhaddith, or you're an ordinary person, even if you're a great sinner, but Allah has kept for you also in Ramadan everything. With regard to that, we should also keep in mind, one of our students wrote a very nice article with regard to which is unfortunately also very common, this illicit love affairs, illicit extramarital relations, and besides that also people, like it's no more guna, zina, it's like it's no more guna, adultery, fornication, and this leads, as we know, everything wrong we do, the great harms. One of the terrible things, HIV, AIDS. And there he explained, like when a person has got AIDS, and then it is like he's just going downhill. Like a car going downhill at 200 kilometers per hour. And he's got no brakes also. So you are just going down now. The minute you have been found that you are HIV positive, you have got AIDS, like that person hasn't got any more hope, and he feels, I can do any and everything. You destroyed yourself by doing those gunas. But even that person don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. He also makes tawbah, istighfar. He might die soon because of the AIDS. The damage it has caused, all the harm. But he makes tawbah, istighfar, at least his akhirat will be made. Not at least, the main thing, his akhirat will be made. Dunya, he destroyed it. And not far-fetched from Allah's rahmat, that in his tawbah, istighfar, Allah will take away this age also. Allah's qudrat is above everything. Otherwise, there is such a terrible disease. And it is also our own evil doings that we get involved. But still, Allah's rahmat. We make sincere tawbah. When he dies, inshallah, he'll go in the rahmat of Allah. If tawbah is made, so this night of Shaban, the 15th night is the night of tawbah. No matter what gunas we have committed, no matter what wrong we have done, the person who killed 100 people, Allah accepted his tawbah also. Person who's 99-year-old kafir, worshipping the idols and worshipping the fire, he makes tawbah, Allahu Akbar, Allah's mercy. As soon as you make tawbah, you were the mabghuz, the hated of Allah. You make tawbah, you become the mahbub, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. You were a nari, you were going to the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala makes you now a jannati. You will be going straight to Jannat. So great in tawbah, what great benefits there are. And never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We should make tawbah. So this night we should be making this dua regularly. Allah give us all tawfiq. And that is the purpose. Remind ourselves, remind our friends, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Nabi alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah. One dua is proof of his nabuwah. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. What do you think? That, oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan. that our health remains in order, all our things and matters around us also, our finances, we mustn't go into some big financial problem, and now we just involved in that, now Ramadan we can't pay attention. Or somebody else becomes ill in the family, Allah save us, motor car accident, somebody now is in hospital, 6 months matter, and now our Ramadan is upset. All our matters, may Allah make them easy. And not only for the sake of being easy, but for the sake of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallimna, keep us safe. Allahumma anta salam, Allah is salam. Hey, Allah grants peace and happiness and sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana. And oh Allah, keep the month of Ramadan also suitable, peaceful for us. Normally we start off in the wrong way, the whole argument about the moon. And now, instead of now, we have to start with tilawat. Now we are sending this message, that message. Who is saying what and who is saying what? It is so easy that we just follow our ulama and we finish. They say it's Ramadan, it's Ramadan. They say it isn't. Finish. And we do what we have to do. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah has made all the tests for us. So we fall into all this and other things. Usually month of Ramadan, people then, all other arguments, husband and wife, divorce matters, the poor mufti, it has become now a serious matter and they just want to divorce. The month of Ramadan came, we have to see to other matters. Now they just want, and the poor mufti is also involved in here. He's getting his sawab, everything, but it can't wait till after Ramadan. We have to sort this matter out now. So Allah keep us safe from all such things. And that makes it easy for us to do our ibadat also. And then whatever we earn in the month of Ramadan, Allah keep it safe for us for future also. Not that we earned it and Eid night of last 10 days, now we're going for Eid shopping, not keeping Rosa also. And now we are going on Eid night, other things we are doing. Eid day we're doing, whatever we earned, we destroy that and we earn more wrong. Allah give us the barakat of this great, great month. And from now, make these du'as also regularly, remind one another also, make it a big thing. The countdown has started. We don't need countdowns. And we don't need these things. But it is now for us. Look, focus on Ramadan. This great month is here. And to take as much as we can. And if we reach there, alhamdulillah, we try our best. If not, but our niyat was, we will get all the reward. Allah grant us all, inshallah.